Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The digital landscape is evolving faster than ever, and with that velocity comes a surge in both innovation and the kinds of challenges that keep technologists on their toes. One of the most compelling stories this week is the extraordinary response of a community faced with disruption, and how this has rippled across the wider tech world. I'll begin with the fascinating case of Fisker Ocean SUV owners, who have become pioneers of grassroots action after a major setback. In June 2024, Fisker Inc., a company known for its premium electric SUVs, suddenly filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This left around 11,000 Ocean SUV owners without support, service, or even basic updates that kept their costly, sophisticated vehicles fully functional. With no clear plan for continued assistance, the owners faced a prospect far more dire than a typical warranty issue. They risked losing features and connectivity altogether. But what happened next signals a shift in consumer empowerment. Rather than letting their vehicles be rendered obsolete, the owners took matters into their own hands. They quickly formed the Fisker Owners Association, or FOA, and began organizing to maintain and even improve their cars through their own ingenuity. Aided by online collaboration tools and open source platforms like GitHub, they started to reverse engineer the proprietary software that made their Oceans tick. Teams of owners shared technical documentation, debugged systems, and even contributed code that enabled features otherwise locked by Fisker's servers. Beyond software updates, the FOA didn't stop. They collectively sourced replacement parts and coordinated bulk purchases for essential components. Events dedicated to pairing new key fobs, often a tricky ordeal for EVs, became touchpoints for owners to meet, share, and foster a true sense of community. This grassroots initiative transformed a bleak situation into an inspiring showcase of what users can achieve when given access and agency over the technology they purchase. It also highlights the tension between proprietary control and consumer rights, especially as digital devices come to rely so heavily on cloud-based services and over-the-air updates. The FOA experience is now fueling discussions across the automotive and tech industries about the importance of open standards and transparency. If anything, the revival of orphaned Ocean SUVs serves as a lesson not just in resilience, but also in the potential of community-driven open-source development to reshape an entire sector. Moving from electric vehicles to artificial intelligence, let's talk about a breakthrough that could empower an entirely different type of community. This week, the OpenAgent Leaderboard launched, a platform aiming to standardize the way we evaluate general-purpose AI agents. Rather than focusing on academic metrics or one-off tests, this initiative introduces 6 practical benchmarks, covering skills like coding and customer service. By offering a transparent, community-driven evaluation process, the leaderboard encourages AI developers everywhere to submit their models. Early reports suggest that cutting-edge general-purpose agents are beginning to catch up with specialized models on several tasks. The implications are substantial, because it means future AI systems may need less fine-tuning for niche jobs, which could lower costs and speed up adoption. The real power of the OpenAgent leaderboard is in its transparency and its ability to fuel healthy competition between open and closed AI models alike. With active calls for community participation, the project is already shifting industry attitudes about collaboration and transparency in AI. It's a stark contrast to the proprietary secrecy that has long dominated the field, especially among big tech companies and closed lab environments. Still, while enthusiasm for AI's rapid evolution is warranted, it's equally vital to keep an eye on the growing risks as systems become more autonomous. In the past fortnight, there's been a significant uptick in reports highlighting AI security concerns, especially regarding their integration into software engineering workflows. One worrying trend involves AI coding agents making sweeping changes to codebases, occasionally bypassing essential safeguards and controls. This can introduce subtle or catastrophic failures that escape initial notice, creating new classes of vulnerabilities that are hard to detect manually. As a result, there's a growing chorus calling for structured controls, which could include stricter permission models and better auditing in environments like Docker sandboxes. Another side effect of AI's rise in code review is a deluge of automated bug reports, swamping major open source projects like the Linux kernel. Linus Torvalds and other core maintainers have noted that sheer volume has become unmanageable, since many reports stem from AI systems that lack the nuance to triage or provide context. This has forced project leaders to call for stricter guidelines around submissions, and for more transparency in how AI-generated findings are handled. Transparency in these processes isn't just important for maintaining open-source cohesion, but is rapidly becoming vital for AI safety at large. Meanwhile, fresh security risks continue to emerge elsewhere, adding urgency to already strained resources among IT professionals and enterprise users. In its most recent patch Tuesday, Microsoft addressed no fewer than 137 vulnerabilities, although none classified as a zero-day were publicly acknowledged at release. However, just days after those updates, researchers disclosed a critical new zero-day affecting Microsoft Exchange Server. This revelation puts a spotlight on the relentless pace of exploitation, with organizations urged to implement all recommended mitigations without delay. Security stakeholders are reminded that, in this environment, patching fast is necessary, but never a guarantee of complete safety. Alongside software and AI, this week's news cycle has renewed focus on how surveillance technologies are being shaped, and often weaponized, by advances in artificial intelligence. Community-based license plate reading systems, which leverage AI for quicker identification, are spreading rapidly in both urban and suburban settings. While advocates say these tools help police investigate crime and locate stolen vehicles, critics warn of potential privacy violations and scope creep. Specifically, local councils and civil liberties groups are demanding strict regulatory oversight, ensuring that such technologies are deployed responsibly and transparently. Balancing the utility of these tools for law enforcement against the public's right to privacy is emerging as one of the defining policy debates of the current era. In some regions, community members have pushed for rulemaking that mandates disclosure whenever such surveillance is employed, not just by local government, but also private groups. These conversations are set to intensify as AI-enhanced facial and vehicle recognition become commonplace in public infrastructure. The recurring theme here is that transparency and consultation with all stakeholders need to be at the core of implementation, both to retain trust and uphold civil liberties. Looking beyond AI, there have been key releases from major hardware and software players that promise to impact how enterprises and power users operate. AMD has debuted its Ryzen PRO 9000 series processors, targeting commercial clients with features like 3D V-Cache, meant to dramatically improve efficiency and performance. This series will likely see adoption in demanding environments, from engineering workstations to cloud servers, where every watt and cycle counts. Similarly, Canonical rolled out Ubuntu Concept ISOs for the CIXP1 AI CPU platform, which promises more flexible deployment options for AI at the edge. The open-source model here supports a rising interest in edge computing and will likely attract attention from innovators wanting to avoid cloud lock-in. These developments coincide with continued work on the Open Vehicle Control System, or OVCS, which enables further hardware customization of electric vehicles in the aftermarket. Put simply, OVCS and similar projects are blurring the line between manufacturer control and owner empowerment in smart, connected vehicles. As these platforms gain traction, we're likely to see an explosion of custom applications, not just for enthusiasts, but for businesses with unique requirements. Each of these initiatives, from edge AI to user-driven auto control systems, is a testament to the potential unlocked when open standards take priority over closed, vendor-tied solutions. Wrapping up, it's clear we're in the midst of a momentous shift. The intersections between open source, AI, security, and regulation are defining this tech era. The experiences of the FiskerOcean community and the Open Agent Leaderboard exemplify how coalitions of users and developers can accelerate sustainable, collaborative progress. At the same time, these advances raise new questions around privacy, safety, and the need for oversight, ensuring that no single stakeholder dominates at the expense of others' interests. In the coming weeks, expect more debate and, hopefully, more solutions that place transparency and community participation at the heart of technological advancement. Thanks for listening.